Chapter 8. The End of Mr. Hyde. One evening after dinner, Utterson is sitting calmly beside his fireplace. Suddenly, Poole comes to see him. He seems stressed and panicky. Utterson is surprised. "What brings you here at this time of the night?" he asks. "Is Dr. Jekyll ill?" "Mr. Utterson, there is something wrong. I am very worried about Dr. Jekyll. You know, he shuts himself up in his study. He is not coming out at all these days. This is the 8th day. Perhaps there is someone in there and wants to kill the doctor. Please come with me and get him out of that room. He is in great danger, I think." So, the lawyer quickly puts on his hat and coat. The two men set out for Jekyll's house in the cold and dark night. They walk through the deserted streets. They finally reach Jekyll's house. All of Jekyll's servants are waiting in the hall. They are scared and worried, too. Poole tells them not to panic and to wait quietly. Then he takes a candle from a servant and turns to the lawyer and says, "Please follow me to the back court, sir. Let's go to the laboratory through the back door." In the laboratory, Poole leaves Utterson at the foot of the stairs to the doctor's study. He goes upstairs and knocks on the door of the study. "You have a visitor, sir. Mr. Utterson is here," he shouts from behind the door. "I cannot see him. Tell him that," says the voice inside. Poole looks down at Utterson at the foot of the stairs and says very quietly, "That is not my master's voice, Mr. Utterson. I know Dr. Jekyll's voice very well after 20 years of working in this house. It is the killer's voice, I think. Yes, this is a different voice. But if this is a killer, why doesn't he escape? Why is he still in the room? That is very odd," says the lawyer. He is very confused. Then Poole says, "Sometimes I hear the same voice crying for some kind of medicine. Usually, the medicine has a difficult name, so he or it writes the name down on a piece of paper and throws the note down the stairs. Then he goes in and shuts the door. After that, I pick up the note and go to different chemists to find that medicine. I leave the medicine outside the door. When I am gone, he opens the door and takes it. But I can never find the right medicine at any of the chemists here. They don't have it." "Do you have one of those notes?" Utterson asks. Poole searches his pockets and finds one. He hands it to Utterson. Utterson takes a look at the note. "This is Jekyll's own handwriting," he says. "I think so too, but the writing isn't very important. One of the maids is telling me something more important," says Poole. "She sees a stranger in the hall after midnight, but very rarely, of course. Her bedroom is next to the kitchen. She hears noises coming from the kitchen. She opens her door slightly and peeps out. She sees the man leaving the kitchen quietly. She can't see his face. The man has a mask. But that man can be Dr. Jekyll himself. Perhaps he sneaks into the kitchen for some food, and he doesn't want anyone to see him, I guess," says Mr. Utterson. "But the maid says he is very short. He is like a dwarf. Dr. Jekyll is a tall man, you know, so that man cannot be Dr. Jekyll." "That's true, Poole. I agree with you now. The man in the room is not Dr. Jekyll. But who can it be? Can it be Hyde?" Utterson thinks for a few seconds, and then he says, "Poole, we must break the room's door and go inside. Now, go and fetch an axe and bring me a fireplace poker. But hurry, we will break the door in 10 minutes. "Yes, sir. We must save my master's life. I'll get an axe from the basement." 10 minutes later, the two men are standing behind the study door, Poole with the axe in his hands, and Utterson with a fire poker. Utterson shouts at Jekyll for another chance. "Jekyll, I must see you right now. Open the door." "Utterson, please go away. Have mercy," cries out the man inside. "This is Hyde's voice. I know, Poole. Break the door now," cries out Utterson. While Poole is breaking the door, Utterson waits with the fire poker in his hands. He is ready to attack the stranger inside. Finally, they enter the study. In the middle of the room, a man is lying with his face down on the floor. The man is dead. In one of his hands, there is an empty bottle. It is a poison bottle. "This is a suicide," says Utterson. They turn the body over and examine it. It is Edward Hyde. "He is wearing my master's clothes," says Poole. And Utterson says, "We must look for Jekyll now. I hope he is not dead." So they search the laboratory, and the servants search all the rooms. They can't find Jekyll or his dead body anywhere. As Utterson and Poole are searching Jekyll's study, they see several bowls with a white powder in them. "Perhaps Jekyll is using this powder in his strange experiments," says Utterson. Then they see a large mirror in a corner. They think it is very strange to have a large mirror in a laboratory. Next, they look at the things on Jekyll's desk. On it, there is a big, sealed envelope with Utterson's name on it. The handwriting is Jekyll's. Utterson breaks the seal and opens the envelope. There are three items in it: Jekyll's will, a small note, and a sealed packet. Utterson reads the will quickly. It is Jekyll's new will. It is the same as the first will in Utterson's safe. But this one says that Jekyll is leaving his property to Utterson, not Hyde. Utterson is confused again. Then Utterson looks at the note. He turns to Poole and screams, "Jekyll can still be alive! Look, this note has today's date and Jekyll's own signature!" Then he reads the note. It says, "My dear friend Utterson, when you see this note, I won't be there. You must go home now and read Lanyon's letter first. It has the answers to all of your questions about me. You must open the sealed packet afterwards."